Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Having a great visit with our good friend Skip Miller. William Skip Miller is the author of the book Ultimate Sales Toolkit, as well as other books like Proactive Selling, Proactive Sales Management. Skip, thanks again for hanging out with us. Let's go through these. Let's get on through these five key things that you say we need to be doing in order to get our sales kicked off the right way. The first segment we talked about, get that plan ready and get it executed.
Yeah, have a plan ready and prospect in the month of January like crazy. Forget the internal award shows and plans and stuff. Prospect as early as you can. Those are your first two big ones.
When you say prospect, what do you mean by that? I mean, obviously, I know people are saying, well, of course we know what that means, but what do you mean when you say that?
How many per week? I'm going to contact 15 to 25 prospects this week for the next 4 weeks. I'm going to contact, really start, looking at getting prospecting done, which goes, believe it or not, Jim, to our third point, is one of the most powerful prospecting vehicles on the planet is referral. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked about this till we're blue in the face. Mm-hmm. I've got about 5 or 6 kickoff meetings coming up in January for different companies. I'm going to stand up there and say, hi, how many of you guys will admit that referrals is a good way of getting prospected? Everybody's going to raise their hand. And then I'm going to say, in the last 60 days, how many of you have asked for a referral?
Right.
I'm going to get 3 people raising their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong. If your
so part of prospecting is asking for referrals, right?
Your customers like you. That's why they buy your stuff and spend you money.
Because they can get your stuff anywhere else they want.
Because they like you, they have no problem referring you to other people. Because let's say, Jim, you asked me, Skip, do you know anybody who sells cars well? And I say, listen, my buddy Fred sells and repairs cars great. You go to Fred, he takes care of your problem. You're going to call me up and say, Skip, Fred's a super guy. I owe you one. So now I get favors for giving referrals out, which is always really a good deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and the best thing you can do is talk to your current customers while you're prospecting and say, listen, hey, can you and I sit down in 2013, go over your plans to see if we could actually see if there's a way we can help you with all the stuff you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, have you talked to other people recently? Could you give a referral out? You'll be surprised on how much salespeople hate asking for referrals, but our customers love giving referrals out because they get favors in return. So the number 3 thing is, if you're going to prospect, turn a cold call to a warm call, and the best way to do that is ask referrals. As a small business owner, quote your salespeople in the month of January on how many referrals they can get.
Let's go back to this prospecting part, though, a little bit. Prospecting in the 21st century, in the age of the customer, is a lot different than when you and I were pups.
Yep. You're not going to go to a building and knock on doors. You've got to use the tools available to you, and those tools would be the Internet. Those tools would be target campaign marketing approaches. People sit back, Jim, and you're going to laugh. Letters in the mail are a great prospecting vehicle because people don't use them anymore, and they get right through. There's something unique and different.
Uh-huh. Well, but combine, how about this? Combine a little variation on prospecting and referrals, and that is just not necessarily, there could be an introduction maybe without a referral, meaning you just say, would you introduce me to this person? You don't have to tell them how wonderful I am. Just introduce me to this person.
We do it all the time. John, would you do me a favor?
So isn't that that's a variation on referrals, isn't it?
John, could you send Mary an email, copy me on it, just introducing me? Yeah,
yeah.
It's real simple.
I do it for people all the time. People do it for me all the time.
Yep. It's just
it works like a charm.
But, Jim, I can't tell you how many prospecting emails and introductions I see right up front. I get them all the time from my customers. And it's, hi, thank you for the meeting. Let me tell you who we are, what we're all about.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. The best thing a prospecting salesperson can do is take an investigative reporter's attitude, not a salesperson's attitude. Hmm. Pretend you're writing an article in the newspaper, right? Why are you guys in business? What are you going to do different 13? What really keeps you awake at night, per se? What are your biggest risks you see? What are the biggest issues that will hold you back from your success? I don't know if I can help you or not is a better attitude than, let me tell you what we're all about. We'll throw it at the wall, see if it sticks, and if it can, we can do business together. That's such a push. So getting them to the point of getting that referral and getting it done through the networking, LinkedIn is a great way as well. But once you're there, don't spew. Oh, it's so bad.
Well, I have a little term that I use for working inside of online communities, and I usually think of it in terms of a business helping customers, and in online customer communities, and it's contribute first, contract second.
Yes.
Which is what you meant when you say don't spew. Before you sell anything, you contribute something. Find a way, even if you have to lurk around, even if you're lurking, lurk around and see if you can find people who might need something that's maybe not even related to what you do, but find a way to contribute something. Help them and totally without expecting anything, just help them. And then go to contract down the road. What do you think?
Jim, I had a prospect about 2 months ago. He called me up and said, I've heard about you. Could you come in and talk to us? So I went in there and said, what are you trying to do? What's different? And he talked to me for about a half hour. Then he goes, I'd love a proposal. I go, I'd love to give you a proposal, but I don't know what you do. No, just send me a proposal. No, I'm not sending you a proposal. Right. That's business you never would have gotten.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on to that thought. Come back with some more of these five key points to get your 2013 started right. With the master, Skip Miller. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.